This season of Max Tax Advantage with Nissa Love is sponsored by Webb's Tax Prep. Great news! Your business is growing, but this also means more expenses and more for you to keep track of. You know there's money coming in, money going out, but you're not exactly sure how much or where it is being spent. You know you need to be doing a better job of tracking it, but just don't have time. If you're nodding your head right now and thinking, yes, that's exactly how I feel, then you're ready to take the next step. It's time to hire a bookkeeping service. At Webb's Tax Prep, they specialize in helping small business break through the plateau they often hit when they need to start outsourcing their bookkeeping needs. Webb's Tax Prep has pro advisors and certified bookkeepers on staff to provide service that includes bank recognition, account payable, accounts receivable, reporting, monthly and or quarterly bookkeeping duties. And there has never been a better time to sign up with Webb's Tax Prep bookkeeping service because they are offering a free 15-minute consultation. If you're interested in getting your small business financial house in order, sign up now at webstaxprep.com. That's webstaxprep.com. And make sure you tell them that Nissa sent you. Webb's Tax Prep, your profitability advisors.
Universe Media Network, Network, Network.
My name is Nissa Love. Thank you for being here at Max Tax Advantage. Today we have a wonderful guest and she is going to awe you on everything that she has to provide for you. But here at Max Tax Advantage, I want to let you know that we're helping small business owners navigate the tax code so they can save more money in their pockets by providing them the tools and the necessary instruments so they can be prosperous and be successful in their business and thrive daily. So again, I want to say thank you for tuning in, and I want to introduce our amazing guest today, which she is going to awe you. Tanisha Kerr is an experienced marketing communicator with demonstrated history of working with religious institute industry. Tanisha was recently inducted in the Forbes Business Council, which is amazing. And not only that, she is our local president of Greater Sands Hill Chamber here in North Carolina. She has a wealth of experience working with nonprofit organizations. She is skilled in event management, public speaking, Christian counseling, media relationship, and publication. I could go on and on. She is a wealth of knowledge. But most of us, I want to share with you, each of us has a moment when we feel stretched too thin and far out of depth. We get swallowed up by circumstances that seems beyond our abilities and outside our comfort zone. We feel underqualified for the phase we're in and overwhelmed by the demands of life. But this is how, if you feel, welcome to her life. After suffering through multiple miscarriage, she found herself pregnant again, and this time was very quiet, with a quiet, peaceful conviction that this time would be different. So when she went into labor at 20 weeks, it was unfazed because of the clung to assurance planted in her spirit. Then at 6 weeks later, the unthinkable happened. She gave birth to a pound and a half micro preemie twins. And it was indignant and scared. She was scared out of her mind. Now, this is a lot that has been going on. And out of this, in birth her company, Inclaim Stress Recovery Center. So Tanisha, can you tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do and how we can learn about how you overcome all this in your life?
Thanks, Nissa. Thank you so much for having me. So I gave birth at 26 weeks and 2 days to twins that were a pound and a half each, which literally made them about the size of your palm. And they spent 3 months in NICU They had four surgeries. Then when they did come home, they were in isolation for 2 years. So everything we just went through with COVID, that was my life for the first 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And I spent 1 year sleeping on the floor in between their cribs because they had gastrointestinal reflux disease. So they would regularly throw up in their sleep and they would be choking and I'd have to give them infant CPR. So I would sleep in between them so that I could hear if anybody was choking to get up. So that was a highly, highly stressful time for me. But during that time, people kept commenting on how at peace I seemed. And it didn't seem that all the things that were going on were really going on.
I can imagine.
I was still pastoring my church in California at the time, and they asked me to write it down so that they could learn what I was doing because apparently they thought I was doing something right. And so that led me to start Underqualified and Overwhelmed Ministries. And that was in 2015. And in the years since then, it's evolved, and now I'm a licensed Christian counselor, and I work particularly with young professionals and entrepreneurs to help them navigate the stresses of modern professional life. So I do one-on-one counseling, and now we're about to open the first of the Enclave Stress Recovery Centers, and I'm really excited about space that you can step into and completely unplug from the stresses that you face every day. Mm-hmm. And it's not a spa. Not a spa.
It's not a spa. Okay.
It's not a spa. And it's not a retreat center. It's not a yoga studio. Mm-hmm. It really is a set of curated spaces where you can come here to unwind.
Okay.
So we'll have two and you can sit and breathe, relax, do some yoga if you want to. We'll have an indoor beach and we'll have an indoor garden. So if you want to just sit under a tree and listen to some birds for half an hour and just lay your head back. If you're in therapy and you don't want to meet in your therapist's office,
right,
therapy on the beach, then you can come there. But the goal is to provide a space where we can decompress, because as business owners, we tend to just go.
So true.
And our minds always racing with the massive to-do list that just never, ever ends. So I wanted to create a space where you can come and it doesn't require a lot. You don't have to pack anything. You don't have to block out half of your day to be able to do this. Maybe you just want to stop in on your lunchtime, just to clear your head before going back to the office. So I wanted to create something that you could access easily and quickly, but just breathe for a minute as well.
And you know, that's one of the things that as individual, and you can probably expound on this, that we don't breathe. And it sounds like, what do you mean we don't breathe? We're talking every day, we're moving every day, we're having a conversation, but you don't have the time to actually stay still. And I wanted to bring Tanisha on here because, you guys, as business owners and leaders, we do not take care of ourselves. And then and you're probably saying, like, how's this tying with taxes? Well, this is all about professional development. Professional development. If you cannot be in the right space, mind space, you can't grow. You can't make the right decisions. You can't prosper. you'll be at a standstill. If you ever find yourself like, why can I not move forward? Why is this not working? Why I'm not able to make a deal or able to close a deal? It's because you're not building yourself up in that space to allow yourself to grow and to really nurture yourself. Now, before we even go more deep into that, can you let our listeners know what was one tax benefit that has helped you over the lifetime or now in your business?
Actually, one of the main thing that has helped me was learning about the benefits of having a home-based business. So I was seeing clients at home, you know, while I was counseling, and I'm driving my car to go out and meet clients. And I would sometimes meet people for coffee and things like that. So if they wanted to talk, but they didn't want to meet in an office, we could go have lunch together instead or meet for breakfast. And I didn't know all the things that I could track that would be a tax deduction. Mm. And so the second thing that benefited me was getting a tax professional to handle my business taxes and making that shift in my mind from doing taxes myself. Like, I'm not just getting a W-2 and I can walk into TurboTax and, you know, get a 15-minute return done, but that I needed a professional that knew what I was supposed to do, knew all the benefits and all the tax codes that I could take advantage of and could guide me through that process. So, and you and I have talked separately about the difference between tax preparation and tax planning. And so having a professional do tax planning with me so that throughout the year, I knew what I needed to be mindful of, what I needed to be tracking. And come to realize at the end of my first year working with a professional, like, whoa, I like this return. I really like this return. Like, what? So that for me, those two things were the biggest benefits from a taxation standpoint was learning all the things that all the benefits of having a home-based business and working with a professional and not trying to do it myself.
Ooh, you said a mouthful. And believe it or not, I didn't know you were going to say this, but I agree. You know, even with me as a tax professional, I do not know everything, and I don't want to know everything. And so I have to delegate and get help. I mean, I love the marketing, but I can't do the marketing. I don't have the time to do the marketing. Behind the scenes, the IT, I get help on that. That's over my head. I know as business owners, and you could probably relate, and this is why they need to come see you, because we try to do everything. We try to save money. We try to get in there, get the best deal. And, you know, like, just give me the tutorial and I'll work it out. I'm going to tell you guys, doing those tutorials and you say, okay, I'm going to figure it out, you're wasting time and money. But I will tell you, having a home business is very beneficial, because if you love your clients and you enjoy spending time with your client, is, and you can take the benefits of that. And it's a good write-off. You're having lunch with somebody that you like, and then you're having a conversation, you're helping them, you're having lunch. So it's like a, you know, like a two for two. And there's a gain there also. So the key is delegate, get help. Don't try to do everything. And you, like I said, Tanisha, you could probably definitely talk about that syndrome. I feel like it's a small business owner syndrome that we have to do everything because we're trying to save money. Can you tell us, I mean, we probably know, but can you tell us the symptoms?
Yeah, so, you know, there is a mind shift. There's a mindset shift that we need to make. And so when I first started, when I had one client and I was meeting with that one client while I was still working full time, I never, ever, ever referred to what I do as a side hustle. I never have. I do not have a side hustle. I have a business.
That's right.
I remember the first time filling out a form for HR where they asked you to disclose any, you know, other endeavors that you're engaged in. And I wrote it down and they're like, well, that really doesn't count. And I remember looking at her and going, well, give me 2 years and you are going to want me to declare this. But I've always stayed in that space that this is a business.
Yes.
This is a business that's going to grow into a larger corporation. I need to operate that way. And that means knowing when I've gotten to the end of my tether and when I need to pass something off to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And hiring professionals to make sure that what you're doing it right. So it's that shift from a poverty mindset, from a side hustle mindset to this is a business.
And right.
Grow it like a business.
Right. Right.
You are the leader of an emerging empire. So walk like it, talk like it. Don't try to cheat yourself. Don't try to cheat your own success. Operate in that space. And so it's a mind shift, a mindset shift that you have to make. But it's so hard for some of us. But I think the easiest first step would be
you don't have a side hustle. Right.
You have an emerging empire. Act like it.
So, can you say that again? And because you're going in and out. Can you say that again so everybody can hear it? Say it.
You don't have a side hustle. You have an emerging empire. So act like it.
Emerging empire. I don't know who came with that phrase, side hustle. It just doesn't seem right when you say I have a side hustle, because it diminishes what you're doing and your value. And like you said, it is a mind shift that you have to say, this is a business. I come in contact with a lot of individuals, realtors or crafters or, you know, just any type of business. That's what they're doing. And they come here, I want to claim this. This is my little hot. Okay. So I'm like, okay, it's not a hobby. Is it a hobby or a business? And then after we establish the business and they say, well, I didn't make much. I said, well, are you in intent of trying to make money? Then you're, this is a business. And it's just to change that mindset is very powerful. And these are things that we overlook because we hear it so much on social media, family or TV, whatever, side hustle. But if you're out there in the intent to make money, you are in a business. That's it. That is it. So with everything that you're doing, which is amazing, which I love, what do you see some trends or impact that some business owners are having? And I know you touched on it about it being overwhelmed and stressed in the industry. I know this health, you know, we're talking about mental health these days is really on our front. And I feel like we could do more. And it shouldn't be one of those things that should be taboo, like you can't talk about it, but it's something that we all deal with it and it's okay. The only time you hear about it, which is kind of sad, is when somebody, I won't say lose it, but you know, it gets escalated to the point where everybody like, I can't believe he did that. And now it's becoming some norm that you hear the after facts versus where if we did the pre-meditative treatment or care, it all could have been avoided. So how are you trying to combat that?
So, you know, since 2020, when the initial lockdown hit, mm-hmm. There are some surveys that have been done that suggest that in terms of business management, that globally, we have done about 5 years of growth in how businesses are operated just in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And even though that sounds phenomenal because we've all been forced to pivot in order to stay alive during the 2 years that we were wrestling with this pandemic. So we've grown significantly in a very compressed period of time, which is great for business as we're emerging from this pandemic. But what it did for the individuals that had to execute that growth is it put us under intense pressure. Mm-hmm. And there's been a spike in suicides among professionals. And the rates of depression have gone up. There are a lot more people now that are being treated for anxiety. And there are a lot of people who are dealing with high functioning anxiety that have habits that they don't realize are symptoms of anxiety.
Can you talk about high functioning anxiety and what that looks like? Because I believe people are listening and they might have that, so they need to know exactly what is that.
So if you find yourself tapping for no reason, so you do this habitually, or you're tapping on the desk, or you're always tapping your foot, that's one symptom. Restlessness, especially when you're alone. The urge to stay busy and fill every moment of your day so that you don't stop and think and feel loneliness or sadness come on if you're in that avoidance space. So you stay busy, knock out good sleep, wake up, drink coffee, busy. If that's what your life looks like, then you're probably struggling with high functioning anxiety. There's some people who they pace and they can't stand still for a minute. Just constantly agitated. And then at the far end of the spectrum, the frequent panic attacks, or always having a pain like in your chest or in the pit of your stomach.
Oh, wow.
That's just recurring. And the extreme ends, you can have a hair loss, or maybe your scalp's just always itchy. You don't know why your scalp is always itchy, but your scalp's always itchy.
Your scalp is always itchy is a part of stress. Oh my God, our body is
all of it. Yes, all these things.
Oh my God, our body just does so many crazy things. I mean, I can see the hair loss. I can see the hair loss. But oh wow.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes the itchy scalp is a precursor to your hair falling out. So having that itchy scalp and interrupted sleep over a long period of time.
When you say interrupted sleep, what do you mean? Like you just don't sleep?
You don't sleep well. Either you have trouble falling asleep.
Okay.
Or even if you're really tired, your mind
shut off. Can you repeat that again? Can you go in and out?
Sorry. So if your mind just won't shut off so that you can fall asleep.
Oh yeah.
Or if you do fall asleep, but you wake up multiple times during the night. And I don't mean like kind of wake up but still groggy. I mean like you're awake. And then you gotta do the whole process of going back to sleep again.
So this is why people need to come see you. So you not only do it in person, but you do it virtual also too. Okay, which is amazing because a lot of people on this call could utilize your services. I remember having anxiety attack, and I went to the doctor and I was like, and I didn't know what it was, and I thought I was just dying of a heart attack.
Yes, it feels like a heart attack. Like, what is this?
And look, this is before I even did taxes, you guys. And because I had a stressful job, and he was like, "Where do you work?" And I told him, he was like, "You need to relax." He told me, he gave me, you know, like as a doctor, what he needed to do. But what you're doing is amazing because you're giving us the tools, you're putting us in, giving us an environment, and you're helping us grow to be better human beings, so we could be thrive in our community and be positive. Because at the end of the day, what you're doing has to mean something. It, you know, what is the end goal? To make money, it has to be more than that.
Yeah.
And you want to be a conduit to bless other people and to generation to generation to generation. And what's so amazing about what Tanisha, you guys, is doing is that her services is personal, is personal development, which can help you as a business leader, your staff, your employees, your colleagues. So this is something that we all need, that we need to work from our mind. Because I believe if you work inside, it will also exuberate outside and everyone can be beneficial of that.
I tell you something, Nisla, I had one client that I worked with her for a very short period of time, but she was launching her business and she mm-hmm. had done all the research and, you know, failure to launch where you can research it to death.
Yes. Yes.
And so when
she
had an office space, she had all the certifications and stuff that she needed mm-hmm. and she was ready to start. And she said, the only thing I need now is for one last approval from this particular agency where most of my clients will come from. Right. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you need to do in order to do that? She said, well, I submitted the paperwork, but I haven't heard from them yet, so I'm waiting. And I said, well, have you called them to ask them what the holdup is? And she said, no. I said, call them. And a week later, she hadn't called them. And the following week, she still hadn't called them.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, okay, well, let's talk about what is stopping you from calling.
Right.
And so we will sometimes have that one dream client mm-hmm. that we're afraid to call because we don't want them to say no. Mm-hmm. And as long as they're out there and we haven't gotten that no yet, there's still a possibility
that
we can get them. Mm-hmm. Or when you have to do follow-up, you're afraid to do the follow-up and you don't know why you just procrastinate.
Right.
These are all mental blocks that you can work through so that when the opportunity comes, you can seize it every single day just by being able to overcome those hurdles that exist in your mind, but they're definitely affecting you.
Girl, you are speaking to us. All right.
Oh
my God, you are speaking to it. So it's okay. I mean, that was a golden nugget. You hear, you guys, golden nugget. So anything else you want to share and give us advice or comments on? I mean, it's just wow. Yeah.
You know, it's been said, and it's almost to the point now of being cliched, but it is absolutely true. You cannot pour from an empty cup. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter what kind of business you're running. It doesn't matter if you are self-employed, you're a solopreneur, or you have staff and you're leading a large team. If you don't take care of yourself, if you don't take care of your mind, mm-hmm. you are going to get in the way of your professional and business success. And the last thing that you want to do is to stand in your own way.
Right.
So be mindful. Every now and then, stop and just think, what exactly am I feeling? Can you name exactly what you're feeling? Because if you can identify it, then you can begin to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And once you can deal with it, you can overcome it. So whatever it is that you're doing, always find time to stop and reflect. And when in doubt, come see me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, how can we reach out? How can we reach out to you for your business and your services?
So there are two ways. You can go to FayettevilleChristianCounseling.com or you can go to TanishaKerr.com. And either of those websites will give you more information on the way that my process works. Because we start with an assessment of who you are. So we do your temperament profile so that we know how you operate, how you make decisions, how you process information. And then we can develop a plan that is customized for you based on who you are and how you operate in business. So you can either go to TanishaKerr.com to make an appointment or to FayettevilleChristianCounseling.com.
Thank you, Tanisha, for so much that you have poured into us. I feel like we just had a session. I thank you so much. And again, you guys, thank you for tuning in at Max Tax Advantage. We welcome you to be here and we look forward to seeing you more on the channel. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Music by Stream